Why did the son not have to go to college and apply for jobs directly after high school?
I don't know why.
Because he already has a million degrees.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Yo ho, it's hot. The sun is not a place where we could live, but here on Earth there'd be no life without the light it gives. We need its light, we need its heat, we need its energy. Without the sun, without a doubt, there'd be no you and me. The sun is a massive incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. The sun is hot, the sun.
They Might Be Giants from Here Comes Science. We had two in a row. Why does the sun shine? And why does the sun really shine? You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and I'm here at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with a whole lot of kids and on Zoom. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, I'm Evander.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Teddy.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hello, it's Max.
Hi, it's Julian.
Hi, it's Killian.
Well, everyone, I'm so excited about today's show because it's going to be so hot. Do you know what I mean?
Not exactly, but what are we talking about?
It's the brightest topic in our whole solar system.
The sun?
The sun!
Yes! We're going to be talking about the sun, and we'll be speaking with scientists from the Sunspot Solar Observatory, which is the largest solar telescope in the world. The scientists who are up there at the Sunspot are in Sunspot, New Mexico, at the top of a mountain. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and we're going to learn about the sun today. You can learn a lot more in our learning guide, which is at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode called The Sun. We have a lot to learn today, but before we get there, this is Monty Python.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious, or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour, that's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day in an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and with me are the kids' crew here on Zoom and at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico. With us today are two guests from the Sunspot Solar Observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico, which is in southern New Mexico. It's the largest solar telescope in the world, and it's run by New Mexico State University. Heidi Sanchez is the Education and Public Outreach Coordinator. Hello, Heidi. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Hi. Thanks for the invite.
And Sarah Jeffries is a telescope team member and works on the actual telescope. Hello, Sarah. Welcome.
Hi. It's lovely to be here.
The kids have a ton of questions for you. Let's go right over to Asa.
What is the sun?
That is a really great question. The sun is just another star. You see a lot of stars twinkling in the night sky. The sun, it's just the closest one to us. It is the star that all of the planets revolve around. Our star is just like all the others. It's essentially a big nuclear engine that is converting hydrogen into helium, and that creates energy. Kind of like the fuel in your car that creates gas for it to be able to run. So you could think of it that way, but on a much larger scale.
How did our sun, and all other stars for that matter, actually form?
A lot of the stars actually formed in what we theorize to be the Big Bang, which is essentially at the very beginning of the universe, a bunch of matter and energy just exploded together. Stars started to form from this big mess of gas and dust from the Big Bang.
If our sun is just another star, why does it have an entire solar system?
Our sun is what started the entire solar system. As the sun got bigger, it created a gravitational orb around it. And that orb of gas and dust ended up materializing into planets. And they got bigger and bigger until we kind of got a solid structure of planets like we have today. Our sun is not the only star with planets around it. So far, it's just the only star that we know of that has a planet with life, with human life and animal life and plant life.
We've posted a lot more about this exact topic in our learning guide with this episode. You can find it at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode called The Sun. But since we had this interview at the Sunspot Solar Observatory, which was in the winter of 2025, the Sunspot Solar Observatory has been shut down permanently. That's because the telescope itself rested on a base of liquid mercury, which started to leak. Liquid mercury is very dangerous, but as of today, the Sunspot Solar Observatory is no more and it is set to be demolished. But that doesn't mean we can't learn a whole lot about the sun from the scientists at the Sunspot Solar Observatory. And you're hearing that today on the Children's Hour. We've got a lot more to learn. Stick with us. This is the Beatles.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. All right.
clouds of gases joined. Gravity will start to fill that void. Hydrogen to fuse, making helium, which then exudes energy. Oh, pushing outwards against the force of gravity for years, and shining brightly out here in space.
What will I become? A rat dwarf is the common one. Or will I be huge, fusing elements with magnitude? I'm glowing billions of years and my fire still burning. Core change until my fuel source is all used up. Keep up that fusion, hydrogen to helium, the energy out profound. Elements rising, core destabilizing, a star is born from the clouds.
In the star, star glow. In the star glow, in the star glow. Star, star glow, we'll shine with a star glow now.
Oh, 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 oh.
Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me. Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, hiding behind a tree. These little children are asking you to please come out so we can play with you. Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me. Children are asking you to please come out so we can play with you. Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on, please shine down on, please shine down on me.
That's Bob McGrath, and before that, ASAP Science with A Star Is Born, literally.
You're listening to Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization, and we're funded by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org. The Children's Hour is an educational nonprofit, and you can donate your unwanted vehicle to the Children's Hour. Learn more at childrenshour.org.